This year's United Nations Climate Conference is quieter than some previous ones. Egypt is hosting the meeting known as COP27 at a seaside resort, which showcases Egypt. But the meeting also draws attention to the country's human rights record. NPR's Ruth Sherlock reports.
Past UN climate conferences have seen crowds of thousands of protesters outside the convention halls shouting for climate action, a way of keeping the pressure on leaders of countries and corporations. This year couldn't be more different. The large, flat expanse outside the conference hall is empty, except for these guys.
Vegan go, vegan go, no meat, no egg, no dairy, no, 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 no.
Yet Lee is from Singapore, and she's part of a group that's against eating animal products.
We start from the first day until now.
And, I mean, you guys are one of the only people protesting here.
Is it? That's why we see everyone from no other activists here. We're surprised.
The UN rotates the conference, and this year it was Africa's turn. But Egypt has a long history of stifling dissent, often violently. The country has thousands of political prisoners, and rights groups say dozens of Egyptian environmental activists were arrested after they tried to plan a demonstration to take place during this conference. Here's Richard Piershouse from Human Rights Watch.
And so essentially what Egypt is trying to do is to control the international narrative around climate and not allow any space for domestic scrutiny.
One event that did draw a big crowd was a human rights panel with the sister of an Egyptian-British blogger in jail for almost a decade.
And the sister of prisoner of conscience, Alaa Abdel Fattah, whose condition implies the whole world is worried about and we are all watching.
Egypt has said people raising his case are interfering with their judiciary. Egypt has created a dedicated protest area, as is traditional at these UN conferences, but it's extremely hard to find. I eventually do locate it, a small patch of land sandwiched between a highway and a row of metal barriers. So this small group of people is located about a 10-minute drive from the conference. Conference centre is so far away you couldn't possibly see it. Seeing journalists arrive, someone organises the demonstrators, a few dozen people, into a chant.
Justice! Climate justice!
Climate justice!
Justice now!
Justice now!
Justice now!
Justice now!
But there's something strange about these protesters. They seem to know little about climate issues, like Taher Salim, a government employee who tells me he's come to welcome world leaders.
We like to come to see all over the people here from all over the world with President Sisi.
Other conferences, people come to protest, yeah. But you are here to support.
Yeah, we are here to support the conference.
As we speak, I overhear someone warn the group that the journalists can understand Arabic. I ask Salim what he thinks about the reports of arrests of climate activists, and if he thinks people are afraid to protest. No, 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 he tells me. There are no problems in this seaside town. Just nice weather. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Sharm el-Sheikh.